Test. Good. Today is in Luke 6. Nope. 4. 3, 2, 1. Testing. Everything's working fine. The Bethlehem candle, correct? God kept his promise of a Savior who would be born in Bethlehem. Preparation means to get ready. Help us to be ready to welcome you, O God, as is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet. What a prophet he was. A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, and the rough ways smooth, and all mankind will see God's salvation. That's Luke 3, 4 through 6. The Bethlehem candle, the beginning of what it was for our Jesus to come. And I was thinking about this. I was thinking, Lord, you know, it's been a year since we had this same thought, the same candle talk. How much have we changed in this year? Did any of us make a different commitment to the Lord? Are we still the ho-hum people we've been in the last many years? Is Jesus really who he is in your life? Have you accepted him? Have you put him on the pedestal he belongs? Have you changed in these 12 months from last year? Have you came closer to him? Some time ago, my sister had a problem. She actually was the one that got me saved. And her walk with the Lord was, well, it's kind of rough. And I made the comment to her, and she was taking it the wrong way because she was so upset, that she needs to go deeper with Jesus. She says, I have Jesus in my heart. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you have to go deeper. There's a difference between having him in your heart and having him deeper in your heart. It takes commitment to do that. It takes surrender to do that, and it takes a mind change. The Spirit of Bethlehem got started because Jesus loved us so much that he gave himself for us, didn't he? So for us to accept all that he has given us, we have to go deeper. It's a must. We have to have him number one. Number one is the most important part. If he's first, everything else comes along fine. The joy of the Lord is your strength, isn't it? So as we go through the Christmas season, think about each step that you have for him, each action you want to do for him, and each thought you need to give for him. It's great. Think on him. This is to remind us of who he really is to us. Yeah, we get excited about the presents and the gifts and the decorations and everything else. But let's get that excited about him. If you can, you will find yourself in a new action towards Jesus, and you'll know that the Bethlehem walk was not in vain. It's something that we have to have a deeper walk with him. Thank you.